So we're in a teaching series in the book of Ephesians. And Ephesians is an incredible book written to an incredible church made up of people. People like you and me. Some people that get Jesus really well. Some people that don't get Jesus really well. And so that's the reason Paul's writing this letter to this church in Ephesus. He writes it to the people that think they know Jesus really well because they don't. And he writes it to the people that don't really know Jesus all that well because they don't. And he says, hey, let's focus in here. Let's look at Jesus for who he really is. Let's look at this life in Jesus for what it really is. And there's some times in Scripture where these writers just speak so plainly, it's ridiculous. Last week was kind of one of those times, wasn't it? As we're reading Paul's words, there really isn't, we have to do that? And this week's no different. He's on the same rant, if you can call it that. He's on the same edification. He's on the same correction. He's on the same, hey, look, people, this is what life in Jesus is. And so, as a pastor, we get to get up and we get to dig into Scripture and be like, yeah, but it really means, and try to interpret something for you, right? Sometimes in Scripture, that's very beneficial. Sometimes in Scripture, that's actually needed because you need to understand cultural context. You need to understand what people are going through. You need to understand where people are at as to why Paul would even be saying some of the things he was saying, or any other writer of letters in Scripture or accounts within Scripture. Sometimes that's needed, but sometimes they speak so plainly that it takes my job out of the equation. And then I become a narrator of what's going on. You ready? This is what Paul says. These are Paul's words to a church that is much like our church today. People together struggling to find out who God is, where God is, what God has planned for them in their world and their life. And Paul lays this out. This is a portion of it. This is how it happens. This is how it, you'll start seeing this stuff manifest in your life. Are you ready? I want you to listen. Turn on your listening ears. Do anybody still say that? I say that all the time. Not really. You ready? This is plain words from Paul out of Romans 5, 1 through 21. Wake up from your sleep. Watch what God does, and then you do it. Like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. I know I fail my children miserably from day to day. I'm showing them what proper behavior is. Right, Thaddeus? It's okay, son. Say yes loud. No? Okay. Good son. I've trained you well. Mostly what God does is love. Keep company with him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. Don't allow love to turn into lust, setting off a downhill slide into sexual promiscuity, filthy practices, or bullying greed. Though some tongues just love the taste of gossip, those who follow Jesus have better use for language than that. Don't talk dirty or silly. That kind of talk doesn't fit our style. Thanksgiving is our dialect. You can be sure that using people or religion or things just for what you can get out of them, the usual variations on idolatry, will get you nowhere. And certainly nowhere near the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God. Don't let yourself get taken in by religious smooth talk. God gets furious with people who are full of religious sales talk but want nothing to do with him. Don't even hang around people like that. You groped your way through the murk once, but no longer. You're out in the open now. The bright light of Christ makes your way plain. So no more stumbling around. Get on with it. The good, the right, the true, these are the actions appropriate for daylight hours. Figure out what will please Christ and then do it. Don't waste your time in useless work, mere busy work, the barren pursuits of darkness. Expose those things for the sham they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in the darkness where no one will see. Rip the cover off those frauds and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffins. Christ will show you the light. So watch your step. Use your head. Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the Master wants. Don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God, huge draughts of Him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Any excuse for a song to God the Father in the name of our Master Jesus Christ. Out of respect for Christ, be courteously reverent to one another. I don't think you heard it the first time. Can I read it again? Did anything stand out to you in the first reading? Come on, give me a yes or a no. I want you to meditate on that. Can you do that? That's God speaking to you. That's God's Word speaking to you. That's the Holy Spirit putting something in you right now that you need to be paying attention to. Not a guilt trip. Not a guilt trip by any means, but a, hey, let's look at this together, you and me, the Holy Spirit. That's God doing something amazing within you right now. People say, I don't hear God. Those of you that just said yes heard something, and that's God. That's the Holy Spirit. Let's pay attention to that. Can we do that? I'm going to read it again. Here we go. Wake up from your sleep. Watch what God does, and then you do it like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with Him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of Himself to us. Love like that. Don't allow love to turn into lust, setting off a downhill slide into sexual promiscuity, filthy practices, or bullying greed. Though some tongues just love the taste of gossip, those who follow Jesus have better uses for language than that. Don't talk dirty or silly. That kind of talk doesn't fit our style. Thanksgiving is our dialect. You can be sure that using people or religion or things just for what you can get out of them, the usual variations on idolatry, will get you nowhere, and certainly nowhere near the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God. Don't let yourselves get taken in by religious smooth talk. God gets furious with people who are full of religious sales talk but want nothing to do with Him. Don't even hang around people like that. You groped your way through that murk once, but no longer. You're out in the open now. The bright light of Christ makes your way plain. So no more stumbling around. Get on with it. The good, the right, the true, these are the actions appropriate for daylight hours. Figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. Don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work, the barren pursuits of darkness. Expose those things for the sham they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in darkness where no one will see. Rip the cover off those frauds and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffins. Christ will show you the light. So watch your step. Use your head. Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the Master wants. Don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God in huge drafts of Him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Any excuse for a song to God the Father. In the name of our Master, Jesus Christ, out of respect for Christ, be courteously reverent to one another. God, the words that you're speaking to us right now, God, the words that are standing out from Paul's letter in Ephesians, God, the words that you are speaking into us right now that we need to pay attention to, may we look at them in the eye. May we see them in the eye and know the plan that you have for us right now in this. The things that you're calling us out of, the things that you're calling us into, the person you're calling us to be, this crawling out of our coffin. Some of us have said yes to you a long time ago, and we don't even know who you are because we refuse to move, we refuse to live, we refuse to be changed by your gospel. God, change us. From the inside out, change us. From the deaf ears that we've turned to your Spirit when He speaks, change us. God, may we hear you today. God, speak life into our situation. So many of us just cling to this darkness and live in this darkness and just live in this life where we hide from everything and everybody, and it cripples us and makes us a terrible individual. It makes us a liar to ourselves first and to everyone else. God, we can't lie to you. You see it. You're with us every step of the way, every piece of darkness you've witnessed in our world. God, no longer do we want to live there. No longer do we want to continue to feed this unhealthy way of life, this life that only leads to death and doesn't bring us any closer to your kingdom. No longer do we want to feed that, God. Remove that burden of guilt and shame that we feel right now. As we see how loving you are, as we see how you mostly just spend your days loving us. God, even in your correction, you spend your days loving us. Even in these moments where it's uncomfortable, where you're speaking directly to our hearts and we see change on the horizon. God, maybe it's not change. Maybe it's comfort. Maybe it's comfort for knowing you. Maybe it's affirmation for the things you are in our world. God, speak love. Speak hope into this room this morning. Speak joy instead of happiness. Happiness is fleeting, God. This joy that you bring lasts forever in any circumstance, no matter how dark or terrible. God, speak. Continue to speak. I'm going to read it again. Watch what God does. Watch what He does, and then you do it. Like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with Him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of Himself to us. Love like that. Don't allow love to turn into lust, setting off a downhill slide into sexual promiscuity, filthy practices, or bullying, greed. Though some tongues just love the taste of gossip, those who follow Jesus have better uses for language than that. Don't talk dirty or silly. That kind of talk doesn't fit our style. Thanksgiving is our dialect. You can be sure that using people or religion or things just for what you can get out of them, the usual variations on idolatry, will get you nowhere, and certainly nowhere near the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of God. Don't let yourselves get taken in by religious smooth talk. God gets furious with people who are full of religious sales talk but want nothing to do with Him. Don't even hang around those people like that. You groped your way through that murk once, but no longer. You're out in the open now. The bright light of Christ makes your way plain. So no more stumbling around. Get on with it. The good, the right, the true, these are the actions appropriate for daylight hours. Figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. Don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work, the barren pursuits of darkness. Expose these things for the sham they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in darkness where no one else will see. Rip the cover off those frauds and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffins. Christ will show you the light. So watch your step. Use your head. Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the Master wants. Don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God in huge droughts of Him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything and excuses. Any excuse for a song to God the Father in the name of our Master Jesus Christ, out of respect for Christ, be courteously reverent to one another. I don't know how much plainer it can get, friends. I don't. I don't know how many other times I can read this. I could sit up here and read this until noon. That would be awesome, huh? Maybe we'd all have it memorized. Let these words sink deep into your world. Let these words sink deep into your heart. So many times I get questions, we get questions as we counsel with people. I don't understand why my world looks like this. And we point them to Jesus, but they refuse to look at Jesus for who He actually is. They refuse to look at Jesus and the life that He is offering that is the only way out that we know to actually live in this world, this life. And they say, I'm not doing that. And I have nothing else to give them. I have nothing else to give you. It starts with Jesus. It's going to end with Jesus. It'll always be Jesus. This life, this way of life, this way of loving one another, this way of valuing yourself enough to value the creation, the other people in your world, your family, to value them as Jesus values them, to not use your influence, your person of who you are, to abuse people and destroy people and to maim and hurt and kill and destroy. We've all been there, haven't we? To use our tongues as Jesus calls us to use our tongues, as Paul calls us to use our tongues, in a way that brings life to people. Thanksgiving for what God's done in our world. To not buy into faith and smooth-talking preachers that just agree with us and what we want to believe instead of looking to Scripture and ask what God believes. I know I'm the smoothest-talking pastor you've ever had, okay? Amen. Wow. Sir, you've had bad pastors. All right. I'm just kidding. But it's amazing when we look into this and what God calls us to, and then we look at that in pale comparison to our worlds and our lives, some of us, most of us, and we see areas. And I don't want to ever leave you with a teaching that just says you go out and you try harder. That's not the it. Will you allow God to love you today? Will you allow God to love you in the way in which He says He will love you today? Instead of the way in which you want Him to. You don't need to try harder. You just need to accept what's already there. You just need to accept what he's already given you. What he's already given me. What he's already given us. The life change that I continue to see in folks here at Whitewater, the moving two steps closer. How he changes your world in the most confusing ways, and then you walk out saying, man, that sucks. I'm not the person I used to be. No, you're way better. You're awesome. You're who Jesus says you are. You're who Jesus says you're becoming. Will you allow God to love you like that? Some of you don't know Jesus. Some of you have been so resistant. You just, what we call it is riding the clutch. You're just revving your engine. Vroom, vroom, I love Jesus. Vroom. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Vroom, vroom. Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? From this side as a pastor, it looks ridiculous. Because you claim you know. You claim you understand. You claim you've got this, and then you do nothing with it. It's getting tough in here, isn't it? It's getting hard. I'm speaking to myself. We do nothing with it. We don't allow God to love us in the way in which he says he's going to love us, in the way in which he says he's going to transform us. We say, no, God, not that. I like that. I like my security of being a curmudgeon, of being a really hard exterior person, of not letting anybody in, of just being able to build walls and not allow people into my world. That is safety for me. God says that's bullshit. Whoops. Crap. Getting a little fired up. Would God use that word? Sure he would. Why wouldn't he? I don't know. God doesn't agree with that. Will you allow him to love you this morning like he has said he will? Like he already has? Will you get lost in that love? Will you move in that love? Will you be in that love? Will you be a part of that love? That's the question today. For some of you, it might be the first time and you're saying, I don't know. Or you're saying, yeah, this is it. Pay attention to that. I'm not going to ask you to come to the front. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand and pray over you. I'm not going to do any of that. That's between you and Jesus, and I celebrate with that if you're making that commitment today. Be that. If you're paying attention to him, if you're watching him every move, things are going to start falling into place for you. And your world's going to look much different here. Your world's going to look much different in your home. Your world is going to look much different at your work. But you have to say yes to the love of allowing God to love you. You have to own that. Some of you, that spark has just been real dim in your world. You said yes to Jesus a long time ago. It may have been a big thing for you, and now it's just, you're doing nothing with it. You don't pay into it. You don't see people as Jesus sees people. You don't love as Jesus asks you to love. When he calls you to things, when he speaks things into your heart and to your mind, when you come on a Sunday morning or you hear a convicting word or then you turn away and you shy away and say, "That's I'm not going to work on that. That's too tough for me. I'm not working on that." And the reality is it is too tough for you and you need to listen to the Holy Spirit who is speaking to every one of you. He's the heavy lifter in this relationship. He's going to protect you. He's not going to let you be destroyed. He's not going to let you be anything but what he has said you will be. That's adopted. That's loved. That's cared for. That's a person that carries joy within their heart. But we got to allow God to love us as he says he's going to love us. Let that spark ignite again in your worlds, people. Let that spark ignite and move you closer to Jesus. Let that spark ignite and move your worlds to what you so desperately longed for when you came in these doors. God, speak these truths into our hearts. I prayed that during worship as we sang Sweetness of Freedom. God, speak these truths into our hearts. What we sang is huge. God, cover this room with understanding of you. What has been confusing up until this point, make it make sense in our minds, in our hearts, in our spirits, in our souls. What we came in with hurt, might still hurt when we go out, but God, let us leave with an understanding of how you desire us to move in that hurt, how you desire us to move in that pain, how you desire us to look like Jesus and all of those things. God, for those of us that hear, may we never turn that deaf ear to you. May we never say no to you and what you want. As you love extravagantly, as you love so wild, so carefree, so chaotic in our worlds at times, God, let us be the same. Let us see people the same. Let us see our family members the same. God, let us throw off those things that just destroy us and keep us from your truth and keep us locked and pinned down in darkness. Let's throw those things off. God, take those things. Holy Spirit, move in those things. Replace those with a desire to see you and allow you to love us as you say you're going to love us. God, that in the end, everything that we allow you to do, we will become children of light, that we will look like children of light. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, amen. Amen.